जय जय राधा रमण हरि बोल। कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैवच पतितानां वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै कदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय भक्त्याविहीनाय पराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्तास्य कामादितरङ्गमध्यै कृपामयी त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरण। यं प्राप्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतपुष्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्या जुहाव पुत्रीति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नय मां शरणम्। Devotees should try to take tilak daily. Without tilak, the head is called smashan bhumi, meaning burning
land.
Crematorium.
Les dévots devraient s'efforcer de mettre toujours du tilak. Sans tilak, on dit que le front est comme un cimetière.
If you have not this and Tulsi Mala, then you are road dogs.
Si vous n'avez pas de tilak ni de cantimala autour du cou, vous êtes comme des chiens de russe, des chiens perdus sans collier.
Street dog. Street dog. It's street dog. Because anyone come and shoot you.
Les chiens perdus sans collier, on peut les emmener à la fourrière tout de suite.
Because jamdut. Jamdut are always here and there, going on and searching free dog, street dogs. Those who are not actually doing bhajan. And only it will be seen that if there is a belt, and this is like Krishna belt here, three-folded Tulsi Mala, and here. And if they will not see anywhere, then they will at once attack and they will take their soul and they will take it to hell. So we should try to do all devotees. They will not say that you are in Vaishvansar, Nityananda Vansar, Eli Vansar, or you are Goswami. They will never give up. They will at once attack and take. From tomorrow, those who are not taking tilak, Vaishnava country, they should take.
Maharaj dit, s'il vous plaît, dès demain, tous les dévots qui ne portent pas de tilak, s'il vous plaît, dès demain, mettez du tilak.
Et... Uttara, the mother of Parikshit Maharaj, told Parikshit Maharaj, his son, my dear son, I am woman, I am not so intelligent. So please tell me the short sum and substance. What is this sham of Srimad Bhagavatam? So that I can understand very easily. Parikshit Maharaj became so happy. He wanted to concentrate his mind in the lotus feet of Krishna. But he recalled. And he became so happy that you reminded me the three pastimes of Krishna. So hidden things like in treasure, I remembered all. What he remembered? What was the aim of Uttara Devi? What he wanted to hear? Yes, speak. What hidden things wanted to hear? Can you tell something outline, very little?
Qu'est-ce que c'était que les choses cachées qu'elle voulait donc entendre de la bouche de son fils?
Sanatana Goswami says, Bhagavad Bhakti Shastaranam Ayam Sarasya Sangraha Anubhutasya Chaitanya Devetat Sri Rupataha. So this is what Uttara Devi wanted to hear. The Bhagavad Bhakti Shastaranam, of all the Bhakti Shastras, Ayam Sarasya Sangraha, what is the very essence of that? Collecting all of the bhakti shastras and then taking the very essence of it, and that is what she wanted to hear. And Sanatana Goswami says, Anubhutasya Chaitanya, that he experienced this directly from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired his heart to collect this essence and realize it, and this is the subject matter of Vyat Bhagavatamrit. And so this is what Uttara Devi wanted to hear.
Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupasya Anubhavat. What Rup realized here by the grace of, by the mercy of Rupa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here he is thinking that Rup is my also Sikha Guru. Because Rup knows more than anyone Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. So, he is telling like this. But what was that thing? Very mysterious, very what? Hidden thing. She was woman. Who? Uttara Devi was woman, no? She wants a special thing. We know that in Srimad Bhagavatam there are so many women's life there. Like first Devahuti. She heard from Kapildev something. Then Kobya of Mathura. Then Jagyapatni. Jagyapatni, you know, the wife of Brahmins of Mathura. Then Satyabhama Rupini, the Mahishis of? Mahishis of?
Dwarka.
Dwarka, all these things. And the Jadavpatni of Mathura. And also Yashoda, Devaki and Yashoda. And after that, Braj Gopis. Seven kinds of women has been characterized in Srimad Bhagavatam. Among them, Devahuti, somewhat Sankhya Yoga Mishra Bhakti, but yet it is okay. Because Satang Prasangamam Vidya Sambhidau Bhavanta Ritakarana Raulishayana Katha Tajyosanat Asu Apabhadva Vartmani Saddha Rati Bhakti Ankrishna. He followed that. So his bhakti is okay. But Tattva Gyan is more prominent in that. And for Tattva Gyan it has been told that Jnane Prayasu Mudapasya Namanta. Because it will come in Aishwarya mood, opulence mood. So it cannot control Krishna. It cannot perceive Krishna.
Not control him.
So it is rejected. She don't want to be like that. She rejected. She wants something more. Kubja, not like a prostitute, she sees. She has never loved anyone except Krishna. Always Krishna. No? She has not loved any another person, only Krishna. But the thing is that his prem, love was some selfish. She has some anyabhilash. What kind of anyabhilash? He saw Krishna and at once attracted. Before he has no love and affection. And after treatment, we don't see anything. So his prem is sadharani. But it has been taken in Srimad Bhagavatam that she was there. Also like prayasi. Like a prayasi. But it is rejected here also. Because some selfishness, anyabhilash is there. Then come to Yajnapatni. Yajnapatni bhakti is certainly so admirable, so good. But they are Brahman Patni, like Gurujan. Krishna cannot accept them like that. They will have to come in another birth in the guidance of gopis. And they will have to be gopis. Otherwise Krishna cannot accept. So it is also rejected. Uttara does not want this. What more? Then Satyabhama Rukmini, the kings of Dwarka. They are really so beautiful, resembling to gopi. But their love and affection is Aishwarya Mishra. Aishwarya means?
Kula Kapulen.
Okay?
Yes.
Aishwarya Mishra.
Shara Pramasitila.
They always serve Krishna in all ways, but with affluent holding their hands and some fear. Krishna is happy with his prem, but not he will be attracted and not he will be
controlled.
This prem is called Samanjasa. Because it is divided into so many fractions. Not full prem, whole prem. How divided? They used to love Krishna, only Krishna. But after that, 10 sons came. Her fame was divided into 11. One for Krishna, another for 10. One each. So Krishna got only 10th. And one daughter also. So it was divided into 12. Also, their father-in-law, mother-in-law, so many relatives, so many house works, tasks, every job, so many things to look after. So their prem was divided into so many fractions. And Krishna, a little he has. So by this prem, Krishna cannot be satisfied and cannot be controlled. And also it was some mixed with Aishwarya Gyan, like Dasi. It is, though it is, has been called Madhur Ras Prakriya, but yet it is like Sita Devi, like others, but some superior. So it is also rejected. Then Devaki and Yashoda, they are affection like mother. After that. Then Yadav Patni, they are greedy to take the fish dust of gopis. They admire. But the same case like Satyabhama, Rukmini and all. But they are always admiring gopis. Eta parasaram. Eta param tanfuto bhu gopabaddho govind eva akhila atmani rur bhava. This earth is, his life is successful because gopis are there. Gopis are most dear among all the priyasis. Uddhava tells that he want, Narad want, Shankar want, but they cannot have this type of prem. Nayam siyo unitantarate prasada sarjosita nalinagand kutoru chanyam raso savai bhudga dand grihita kantha labdhasi sangjad udgat brajasundarina. Here is the glories of gopis. Uddhava is telling that, oh, gopis are most dear to Krishna. They can control Krishna. Even Yashoda could not have that kind of prem. Though he was Vatsalyamayi, he used to control Krishna. He abandoned Krishna, see, but not prem like this. How? In Rat Mandal, at the time of all, were dancing and doing kirtan, singing. Ankle belt of any gopi went here and there. Krishna collected and took all these ankle belts and he bent it in the feet of gopis. He told that, oh, you are tired? Sheikhs are coming. And took his pitambar and washed their mouths. Has he done for Saptabhama Rukmini? Never. Gopi can do man, but if sometimes Saptabhama Rukmini may have man, but he will be angry, Krishna, he may tell that, oh, that should go out of my Raj Palace. And by only creating, they will pacify. So, gopis are most in the rush. Krishna took his hand around the neck of gopis. Like a child, something wanting from mother, and gives his hand around his mother's neck. Oh mother, most mother, give me that. Then mother gives something. So here Krishna is begging something. What? Pranay. Pray. He's begging from gopis. Oh, don't give up me, Krishna. Like a child he has given his hands around the neck of gopis. And begging something. What begging? He wants to test the prema of gopis. So, Krishna became a garland in the neck of gopis himself and decorated gopis' neck. He had not done for anyone, for Dwarka, Mahishi, or for anyone he has not done. So, what to tell of Srimati Radhika? How high is she? Had so much high class of love and affection for Krishna that even Saptabhama Rukmini and the wives of Jadav at Mathura all wanted to take the feet dust of Krishna taken from the color, body color of gopis. Understand?
Mixed with the...
They want to take the feet dust of Krishna, but that what kind of dust? Mixed with the color of gopis. Gopis, body color, kumkum. Should be mixed with that. And that they want to take on their head here. They want to be decorated by this. They also they glorify gopis. A Vaishnava has told, like Prabodhananda Saraswati, Dat King Kari Shibhausa, Khalukapabani, Nityam Parasya Purusasya Shikhanda Mole, Jasya Kadarasnide, Vishubhanu Jaya, Tatake Likunj Bhavanangana Marjanisya. He is telling that, oh, I bow down to the Palyadasis of Srimati Radhika. Why? Because they are standing on the door of Kunja, where Srimati Radhika is lying down in Maan. She has told that, don't let come Krishna here. He will come in any way, but don't let him come in to me. Krishna came and was begging their mercy that I should be permitted to go to Radhika. But they checked Krishna there. Krishna is begging and doing pranam to gopis. I want to meet Krishna. But they are not giving order to meet them to Srimati Radhika. Who is Krishna? Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he is begging to gopis. permission. And they are not giving permission. So I want to be a broomstick that will be used in brooming the kunj of Srimati Radhika. My life will be successful. So knowing all these things, Uttara heard from Sukadeva Goswami also the glories of Gopi. But she was not satisfied. So he wanted to hear all these glories of Gopis, and she wanted to be a Palladasi of Gopis. So how it can be? So he wanted to hear all these things. The greed was here, and the question was here, that he wanted to be the servants of, maid servant of Gopis. And she wanted to hear all these things. Because she was woman, she cannot be friend. She will not like to be a friend. She cannot take the mood of Kubja. She cannot take the mood of Devahuti. She cannot take the mood of Dwarka Mahishi, because they are also wanting the food desk of Gopis. Uddhav never. Yajna Patni, Brahman Patni, Krishna cannot accept because they are wife of his guru. Maya Yashoda, she is mother. She has not so love, affection like Braj Gopis. So he wanted to be, how to be? This was his question. Really his heart was wanting to hear all these things. So he questioned like this. She was very qualified devotee, Uttara. Otherwise, such a good question she could not have done. Parikshit knew. And he told her the things which anyone cannot hear from ears. Very secret, sacred things. Very sacred. But yet he told her mother. And we will discuss all these things later on in this. So his question was, I want to be like a gopi and to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal, especially bending towards Srimati Radhika. So he wanted to hear all these things. This is the essence of whole Srimad Bhagavata. Srimad Bhagavata has not come, appear to this world to glorify Krishna. Never. To glorify whom? Gopi, especially Srimad Radhika, to glorify. Krishna prem prayojan, and this prem situates in Srimati Radhika interest, Mahabhav and like all things. So she wanted to hear all these things. So this was his questions, hidden secret things. So you should give him medicine. Twinkling, twinkling. Didn't so okay. Powerful. Now all will be careful not to sleep. If you will sleep, you will lose, and never in whole life you will have like this. Never. So try to take everything note down here forever and be very qualified devotee. Carefully, their life will be successful.
Ceux qui écoutent avec une attention soutenue, ils atteindront le but même de leur de l'existence. Leur vie sera une réussite.
It is in a style of very sweet story, but the effect of this, fruit of this, so high. Easily a man hearing from beginning to end, he can decide what kind of greed we should have. And he will never be fall down for Siddhant and devotional life.
Okay.
I have heard Rup Goswami, Anya Bhilasita Sunyam, Jnan Karma Abhyanabhritam, Anukullena Krishnanu Srilanam, Bhakti Ruttama. This is Uttama Bhakti. Then there must be any impure or mixture of bhakti. We should try to differentiate impure bhakti, amalgamated bhakti, and pure bhakti. And we should try to take pure bhakti. Here from beginning, mixture of karma, mixture of jnana, mixture of yoga, and after that pure bhakti, then more pure bhakti, most pure bhakti, and after that he has explained all these things. So from beginning he is telling that once upon a time. But this fact is true, what he is telling. Once upon a time, on Prayag, where Ganga and Jamuna and Saraswati are mixing together, that is called Sangamasthal, where Rupa Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu afterward, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired all kinds of things, even Gopi Prem, in his heart. So that place, so many devotees, lakhs and lakhs, not less than 1 crore of devotees were there. Even today, not less than 20 lakhs and 40 lakhs every year in the month of Magh, in winter season, all assembled there to take bath and to hear Hari Katha. So all were assembled there. All the devotees, Narada was also there. Among them, it may be all kinds of all the rishis and maharshis and devotees were assembled there. A discussion was going there that who is the most dear devotee of Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. We want to know. And their devotion is what kind of their devotion, which is highest love and affection. But they were not deciding. It was at last, it was decided that Narada should tell, he should examine all kinds of her. And then he should decide who is the supermost. Near and dear to Krishna. Narada was so happy and took his vina. And he was searching who is the best devotees in this world or anywhere. In the meantime, he saw a very rich Brahmin, you know Brahmin, in India, high class of, in Varnashram Dharma, he is the highest. So Brahmin, having his salagram, deity. He came to that tirtha and he took bath in Sangamastari and he selected a place and with cow dung he
cleansed the area.
Cleansed the area. And a high place he kept his shalagram. Gave some tent there.
Canopy
was there. And deity was so decorated. And because he was so much rich, so he brought so many servants, Brahmins. So many Brahmins were cooking, making, preparing prasadam, very delicious prasadam. And when he worshipped, hundreds of devotees began to chant Harinam, Harinam, do kirtan and dongs sing there. And Puran were
recited
there. Harikatha was also going. When he finished his arti and worshipping of his deity, there is so many kinds of Mahaprasad was given to Thakurji Naivedya, to Shalagram. And with arti kirtan, it was finished. After that, all the devotees coming to that place were Brahmins, actually, and devotees. They were seated in a separate place, and all others, Kshatriyas, Vaishya, they were separated. And those who were Shudra, they were separate sitting. And Mahaprasad was given first to Brahmin devotees, then Kshatriya, Vaishya, and all others. Even cows, crows, ants, all kinds of animals were distributed Mahaprasad. So thousands and thousands of devotees and undevotees, though who are not devotees, even animals and birds were distributed this Mahaprasad. Now he was ready to go. He took his Thakurji in a box and kept in his neck round. And he was ready to go to his home. Nath came at once and began to dance. Oh, your life is successful. Indeed, you are dhanya. Dhanya means?
Successful or blessed.
Blessed. And he was praising that Brahmin. Your life is successful. Because you accept Thakurji. Who is this Thakurji? He told that he is God of gods. He can create this world. He can support and after that he can take all whole universe in him. Oh. Now I am saying that you are so much high class of devotees. You are dhanya. Your whole wealth is used in preparing prasadam. And you are distributing all Mahaprasadam. If Mahaprasad is rotten, taken by any crows or pig, hawks and dogs, even we should take that prasadam. If it has been brought from any other place, anyone has touched, Shudra has also touched, or dog has taken something, but yet it should be honored, and as soon as you have, you should take it. It is like Swayam himself, Bhagavan, Krishna. So we should try to honor. Actually, he was telling that, Narad was telling that, you are doing kirtan, archan, distributing Mahaprasadam. This is the specialty of Varnashram Dharma. In India, Brahmins live with sadachar. Sadachar, they don't take eggs, wines, smoking, onion, and all things. They only take very pure things. Also, if they are married, they will never give up their wives. Their wives never will give up his husband. They don't know what is divorce or anything. But here we can see not only 1, 2, 3 times, but 20 times. If she divorcing 20 times, then he is recorded it and it will go in the book of
Guinness Record.
Guinness book. Oh, yes,
Guinness Record.
But India, now coming from foreign, they are importing all these things in India also. So all Brahmins used to do some worship of Krishna in the shape of shalagram, but always with sadachar. So we should be first varnashramachari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked from Raya Ramananda, what is the sadhan sadhan? What he told? Varnashramacharata purushena parah puman vishnu aradhyate panta nanattau
karanam.
That being in varnashram dharma, following the rules and regulations. What are the rules and regulations? Chaste wife, chaste husband. Children will be alive. All should believe in Krishna, God. They should believe in Vedas, Upanishad and in Srimad Bhagavatam. To please Krishna, to please God, their main thing is that they want to please by varnashram dharma. So first, Swamiji also wanted to establish varnashram dharma in Western countries. So first you should adopt all these things. Ladies should not try to divorce. Husbands should not try to divorce without doing something. How they can enter in bhakti? Very hard. If divorcing 2 times, 3 times, 10 times, 20 times, more than that, it means they are nothing. Only this tilak and kanthi mala and outer shape will not save us. So we can also divorce Krishna, and they are divorcing. So we should follow varnashram dharma. Brahman was following that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that iho bhajya age kahar. It is external thing. Why? Because that Brahman was not pure devotee. He was taking tilak, but sometimes like this, sometimes like that, sometimes nothing. No? And he was not one-ended. And he has some worldly requirements from Krishna. My family should be okay. I should be happy. Oh, Krishna, give me bread and butter. Like this. So he has not left Annabhilashita. He was not Annabhilashita Shunya. So many requirements were there. Either he will want moksha, or he will happiness in world or swarga. So it is outwardly. This Brahman who had no any idea of Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Jiva Tattva or anything. If you want to be pure devotee, then you will have to come across this varnashram dharma. So, Narada was praising that he was worshipping shalagram. and he was selling that. His whole wealth and everything was for God. But why? Brahman told you, why you are praising me? I'm not a devotee. Oh, you have spent so much money here, prasadam to all who are devotees, not devotees, even to animals, even to asses and dogs you have given, even to ants you have divided. And you are chanting Krishna name, and you are dancing in front of deities, so you are best devotee. Oh, don't tell me like this. I am not a pure devotee. I am a very poor man. If you want to see a devotee, you can go to South India. There is a very big king there. Where? In Trivandrum. He was Sadachari. But what is Vaishnava Sadachari, you know? Istri Sangi Eka Sadhu Krishna Bhakta Art. Those who are Vishayi. Vishayi means they may worship Shalagram or Giriraj or any deity, Radha Krishna, Gaur Nityananda, Jagannath Baldev. But missing which? Vishayi.